The U.S. defense industry is large, complex, and competitive. It is also lucrative for those companies able to navigate it successfully. The American Society of Military Comptrollers helps bridge the gap between the boardroom and the battlefield while supporting transformation in the defense sector. The Business of Defense podcast brings you inside the companies working to achieve this directly from the business leaders and to understand how they create value for their companies and their customers. For more information on ASMC, visit asmconline.org.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, guys? Happy Friday afternoon here on the East Coast. This is Dave Van Auken. Just a little fun thing. Hey, I've been going live a little bit each day. One topic, 5, 7, 8 minutes. We're going to go with it. Yesterday, we talked about Chimaev and Whitaker in the fight with Saudi Arabia. And so then this tweet came out midday yesterday. And as soon as I saw it, and as soon as it got as popular as it did, I'm like, I got my topic for Friday. So, guys, it's March 29th. And of course, things could change, right? If something happens, especially in UFC 300, something can change my opinion and take and all that. But for right now, the tweet Dustin the Diamond Poirier tweeted out was, I want the belt. Tagged Makhachev, tagged Dana White. He added Ali Abazi, who's Islam's agent. And so as soon as he did that, I'm like, okay, let's see. My question is to you guys, does Dustin the Diamond Poirier deserve it? Guys, if you have any comments or your takes, put it in there. I'll talk it. You know me, I always love to talk to you guys about it. But I have three reasons why, yes, he does. I have three reasons, three things we can talk about each one. First star on my piece of paper over here is New Blood. Islam Makhachev's the champion. When he fought for the championship, he fought Charles Oliveira. That's the fight poster. As soon as that fight was over, Alex Volkanovski was already in the octagon, challenging him pound for pound for the championship, featherweight, moving up to lightweight. So that happened. And I'm at least happy it did. That fight was incredible. Probably the fight of 2023. Then Islam was going to fight again later that year. It was going to be back to Oliveira, who's an absolute stud, deserves it, has a big fight against Armand in UFC 300. But we saw the fight poster between him and Oliveira again. Fight didn't happen. Short notice. Volkanovski takes the fight. He goes, to fight him again. We all know the head kick knockout. That's it. So my point is, Makhachev ran through the lightweight division, skipped over a lot of guys. A lot of guys didn't want to fight him on the way up. You know, we all know why, right? And he's fought Oliveira, won the championship. Volkanovski, he was going to fight Oliveira again, then fought Volkanovski. It's like, we need new blood. And I know they're talking about Charles and Armand's the number one contendership. And I know Oliveira in a weird way didn't get the rematch. I just think this division, the best division in the UFC for, you know, several years, we just need new blood. And it's crazy to say Dustin Poirier, because he's fought for the championship before. He was an interim champion, but that's multiple years ago, guys. Like, I think Dustin Poirier in 2024 to me is new blood in the division, new fight poster against Islam. I love that fight. So first reason why I say yes to Dustin getting the shot, new blood. Boom, there's one. Number two, the word timing. Sometimes in life that happens. It's
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew.
Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Timing is a funny thing, especially in mixed martial arts, especially in the UFC. You never know how a matchmaker's feeling, an agent's feeling, how the fighter's feeling. It felt like Islam wasn't going to fight to the fall. That's what it felt like. All of a sudden, he came out hot. I want something in June, July, somewhere in that area. Is it? We all know 301's kind of booked. That's Brazil. Islam's not fighting in Brazil. But 302, 303, and 304 is kind of out there. We don't know particularly. We know 303, of course, is International Fight Week. They can make that crazy, crazy card if you know what everyone else is thinking is on that card already with Connor and Chandler. But 302, 304, seems like Islam wants to fight there. That's perfect timing for Islam. Perfect timing for Dustin Poirier. And it might not be great for Justin. It might not be great for Charles or Armand, whoever wins that fight. So to me, just timing of it all, Dustin gets the nod. Like if he wants on 302, you know, if it's in Newark, you know, New Jersey at the Prudential Center, Makhachev and Dustin as a main event is awesome. And I think timing is a big thing. So one, new blood, two, timing, both say yes to Dustin. And the last one, and I almost hate using this word, especially in mixed martial arts and combat sports and the UFC. Like, guys, it's the fight business. It's a business. Mike Tyson's fighting Jake Paul on Netflix. Like, it's a crazy thing that we love. But Dustin the Diamond Poirier deserves. He's one of these legacy UFC fighters. He's always said yes. He's fought young guys, old guys, everything he had to deal with, the Connor, you know, stuff, and everyone in between. Dustin's never shied away. He's always been a company man. It's almost like a, I don't want to say legacy fight or appreciation fight. He's still at the top of his game, right? You know, top three, top four lightweight in the world. It's just one of these, like, it's the icing on the cake, guys. This is, you know, Dustin's, you know, lean. He's put out there a little bit like, you know, this might be his final run. This might even be the final fight, especially if it doesn't go his way. So I never want to say, like the word deserve, but if you're going to say to any guy, like Dustin's that guy, like Dustin is that guy, beloved by the fans, beloved by the company, beloved by the fighters too. It's a hard thing to do to be universally, to me, everything I hear, beloved from so many. So it's just, this could be the last one. You don't want to lose the fight. I feel Gaethje's got a little bit of a longer highway. Of course, Armand, we know, definitely has a longer highway in front of him. If they don't strike while the iron's hot right now, the UFC, booking Dustin versus Islam, we might not ever get the fight. Like if they do some kind of thing with Dustin and Gaethje first or a rematch, which would be cool and fun, or some kind of thing with Dustin or Connor or Dustin and Nate. Nate's not even in the UFC. They might not ever get it. So I think you strike while the iron's hot. Dustin's on fire. Everything he do touches to diamonds, pun intended. Poirier gets it. Timing, deserve, and new blood. There you go. So that's my topic. Dustin the Diamond Poirier should get the shot in the summer. Maybe 302, 303, International Fight Week. You stack that with Connor and Chandler. That's a fun foursome, right? That's a fun, you know, all four of those guys on the stage just all jabbing at each other. That would be must-see TV. Maybe even 304. We'll see if it's the Manchester show or the London show that Dana's kind of putting out there. Could be something else. But that's it, guys. I'm rolling out. Have a good weekend. Watch UFC Atlantic City this weekend. A fight night. In a not at the Apex. That's a great thing. That is a great thing. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. We'll probably be live. We'll probably have a post-fight show. Guys, if you're not watching already on the YouTube, make sure you subscribe to the brand new YouTube channel. We got to boost that thing up. We lost it 4 months ago. I'm not getting it back. We're just starting anew. That's what we do here. We're just going to start anew. So if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe to that. And that's it. We're out. We'll see you guys, if not tomorrow, we'll see you guys over the week. Tuesday, we're back here live, 1 p.m. Eastern time, a 2-hour live show this Tuesday upcoming for the Fight Banana Show. Have a good day, guys.